720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. And again, as we close in on National Dog Week, we are highlighting some great and positive stories of people out there, whether it's supporting the dogs in the shelters and some of the things that are happening all over the country, or even some enterprising and resourceful ways where people are pursuing their passions while getting in there and supporting the dog world as well. And excited to have on the line with us one of the driving forces behind Rescue Dog Wines, Blair Lott, along with his wife Laura. Blair, welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Okay, so everybody loves food and wine. I do a lot of the food stuff here for WGN and have traveled around to so many different and broadcast from lots of different food events around the country. So everybody loves that. And people typically, it's not called man's best friend for no reason. People like dogs for the most part, but to find ways for them to be able to support it while doing things like drinking wine, especially during the pandemic, which has increased, is pretty unique. So talk a little bit about how you guys got together, decided to do this, how sort of your, whether it's the passion for wine or food, and then of course your support for the dog community dovetailed into what is Rescue Dog Wines.
Yeah, sure. So we were living in the Bay Area a few years ago, and at some point we decided we kind of had enough of that world, of the crowded city traffic, and that the owning a vineyard would be the way to go. And the deal that I had with my wife was that if we bought a vineyard or planted a vineyard, that we would foster dogs. And so we made that agreement. And once we found the property, we learned that we did have to actually plant. There was an existing vineyard, but it had to be replanted. So I thought, well, I will start an online-only wine business, at least to begin with. And since Laura was so passionate about dogs, and when we moved to the vineyard, we actually got our first foster dog before our furniture arrived.
So, oh, wow.
We were, my wife is extremely passionate about this cause and has gotten me extremely passionate about this cause. We've had our own rescue for over 10 years in, actually, Daisy is 14, so, and she's kind of the mascot of the business and the inspiration. But anyways, yeah, we decided that we might as well call it Rescue Dog Wines, kind of put our two passions together. And when we started, we hadn't sold bottle one of the wine. We decided that we would go ahead and commit 50% of our profits. So wouldn't hurt, down the road.
Wow.
And then make it part of the business model. We were inspired by companies like Tom's Shoes or Newman's Own. They give 100% of their profits, which we would love to do one day, maybe after we retire and after we're gone, to leave a legacy. But it really is all about the animals. And we're just really excited that it's catching on and people get what we're doing and are really supporting us.
Yeah, when you can find a way to give people what it is that they want or excited about, whether it's the wine and then also kind of have, that higher purpose be serviced as well, I think it's really great. And you're a pretty lucky guy, Blair, because there's a lot of guys in our listening audience right now that are trying to negotiate for maybe a man cave, or a big screen TV or something kind of crazy. You're able to work in like a winery, so that works out really good. And so outside of having, and there's so many businesses out there that do great things and support causes sort of as part of their business model, or certainly something that they've built into the things that they do, but you have gone a step further outside of just making it sort of the identity. You mentioned Daisy kind of being sort of the mascot, but even with the bottles, right, and with the logos and things, you've incorporated, whether it's pictures of some of the different dogs or kind of cool things into the names, whether it's the bubbly boxer, sparkling wine, predominantly poodle, Sauvignon Blanc. I mean, you're going the extra mile on the marketing side to kind of build the dogs into everything.
Yeah, we really do. We really want, these are great wines, and our winemaking is first on the list. We think we have some of the best wines from the Lodi region, and we think Lodi makes some of the best wines in the world because we have some of the best grapes here, and we're actually the one of the biggest regions in California for growing. But yeah, it's, we wanted people to know right off the bat that it is really about the mission, and that funding that's caused to save animal lives is near and dear to our heart. And we've even aligned with an organization called Best Friends, who their goal and subsequently our kind of mutual goal is to have a kill-free America by 2025.
Those are ambitious goals, but without people like you guys, you know, and even, you know, us helping to raise the awareness, that would be, I think everybody would agree that would be ideal, you know. And we've seen over the course of, and talked about it on this program as well, over the course of the last, you know, few months during the pandemic, it's been things is that there's been so much more attention on adoption, and a lot of the shelters have been cleared out, and so there's a lot of opportunities for dogs to get out there and find their forever homes. And if maybe through a program like this or this interview or through the work that you guys are doing with the winery can kind of help raise awareness and make that happen, then that's great. So talk a little bit about some of the things that people can get. I know that if you mentioned 50% of the profits go towards supporting those causes in the area. And of course, people, if they're inspired, can do the same around here or kind of generate that. But if they want to get in on some great wine for a great cause, talk about some of the things going on.
Yeah. So we have online sales. So we have our five different wines. We have three still wines and two really nice method champagne wine. So they're made just like champagne, but we can't call them champagne wines for sale online. And they can be delivered in 40 states. And Illinois is definitely one of our more popular states for our wines. The people in your state have just been super supportive. We are starting to get into retail, particularly in California, Pennsylvania, and now Florida. We've had some retailers in Illinois reach out to us, but we don't have a third-tier distributor yet. So if anyone knows a distributor that's interested in bring our wine to your state, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But it is a process, and you don't want to grow too fast. Because you can only make so much wine, and you kind of have to scale it accordingly. But we're excited. We feel like we may become a national brand in retail at some point, and that's kind of our long term goal. To kind of coincide with raising money to reach that no kill by 2025.
Yeah. Those are great goals, and of course, even bringing great wine certainly is good too. So we'll definitely like have links up at WGNradio.com for that, you know, for people to get in more information about the things that you guys are doing. I know it's a process. It is, you can decide, I guess, overnight to have a winery, but you can't necessarily make it happen overnight. And so you've planted. And so before we let you go, give sort of that update. I know it takes a few years to get things up and going, but how are things going with the vines on the property itself?
Yeah. So we actually, there was a nematode problem on the soil, so that actually we had to leave the soil fallow for 2 years. We managed to get planted in May this year, and the vines are looking fantastic. We don't have to worry about smoke tank or anything this year because we're not going to harvest, but this year, there would not be any grapes, or if they were, they'd be super immature, but we hope to get a harvest, probably a first kind of half harvest in a couple of years, and then move on from there. So we're excited about having our own grapes right now. We have, all I can see when I look out the window are grapevines. So all our neighbors are growers, and it's a great community here. And there's a wide variety of fantastic premium grapes that we can use to make our wine.
Yeah.
And then of course, our winemakers know all of those great sources and are fantastic people who are also passionate about the cause of rescuing dogs too. So we have a great team.
It was so many challenges and so much negativity going on just in the world in general in a bunch of different ways. It's cool to see and talk about people making a difference in a positive way, and specifically on the dog side as we get towards National Dog Week. Of course, we're always excited about the food and wine side of things too. So thanks, Blair. I appreciate you taking time. Give, if you've got a website or where people can go to follow your adventures on social media. I know that's how we connected initially. Go ahead and tell people where to go.
Yeah, so our website is www.rescuedogwines, and that's plural, .com. And then our Facebook is Rescue Dog Lines, and same with Instagram and Twitter. So easy to find, easy to do a web search if you click from those platforms. We're readily available online and hopefully in your area soon in stores.
Yeah, we'll do what we can to kind of make some of that stuff happen or do what we can. But appreciate all the things that you guys are doing, and certainly appreciate you jumping on the show today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, and it's great to have other people excited about what we're doing. It really motivates us, and we're just really happy to be on your show.